We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, I gotta tell you, man, there is nothing like a Friday. Even with the little rain coming in this morning, no problem, as we got a lot of stuff to get to, as we got a Game 7 coming up here. Bucks take care of the Nets. They'll go back to Brooklyn. So we got a Game 7 to see who's going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And Giannis, Middleton, both nice shows last night there. And tonight, this is kind of a weird one. We don't get to say this very much. Tonight we got two Game 6s where the top seeds try to stay alive on the road. You couldn't make that up.
Right.
The two top seeds are going to actually be on the road trying to stay alive and not go fishing down here in Fort Lauderdale. They're going to try really hard to get that done.
Your early 6:03 prediction on these game sixes or what? Are we going to see two game sevens? Because I think Hollywood said the other day, I think the 76ers are toast. I think Hawks are going to win this game tonight, and I do think the Jazz win this game tonight to go to a game seven.
Oh, man.
I think Clip got pretty lucky in the last game.
I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised either way. I'm really not. I'm not going to be surprised. I don't know why I feel like this, but Milwaukee is going to lose Game 7 no matter what they come out and do. I just feel like Brooklyn will have enough to get to the finals, and it's going to be fun. I have no idea. Yeah. I can't even give you a prediction.
Well, help me understand the line on tonight's game. Philly's favored by 3 points. Why is that? Why would Philly be favored by 3 points?
Because Philly's the better team.
Unbelievable collapse.
I know, but Philly's the better team. That's why.
Well, I'll tell you what. Atlanta.
You think they're going to win and win by more than one possession?
No.
Atlanta goes through some droughts now. I mean, they go through. I know the 76ers got lack. Atlanta's a much better shooting team overall. But, man.
I would take the Hawks in 3 points tonight.
It is a tough one. And Utah, you know. You would think they'd have a chance, but after watching the Clippers close out Dallas in that last series, even though big piece is missing, the biggest key piece.
Yeah. Right.
So, listen, man, we've never been – I can't remember last time we got the number one seeds going on the road to try to stay alive.
It's funny. This is what the NBA wants, right? This is what they want at this point.
Yeah, I think they want.
There's
they
intrigue
want to keep
in these games
this
right.
season after bashing the regular season and the injury bug and all the other stuff. Yeah, you're probably right. By the way, we got a lot of stuff to get to here today. Ray Boom Boom Mancini, former lightweight champ, very entertaining, is going to join us coming up at 6:20 this morning. He's going to talk about entertainers boxing. Maybe we should call them celebrities. I don't know what you want to call them. UFC, boxing today, boxing in the old days. He's got some great stuff. So we'll hear from Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Age 60, still sharp. If you're wondering, like, he took a lot of hits, and he did. If you remember any of Ray Mancini's old fights in the 80s, he got marked up pretty good, but he's fine. 60s sounds great, so he's going to join us coming up at 6:20 this morning. And today's kind of a special day. We don't get these very often. It's a big goodbye to the Davy bubble. Yesterday, Coach Flores took his team, said, we got a surprise, put them on the bus, said, come on, come with me. And everybody's trying to wonder where they're going. And they went to this unbelievable world-class facility that they built. And I say that only seeing it from the outside until yesterday when I saw the weight room, the locker room, the hospital next to it, well, next to it, part of it.
So spill the beans. What are we looking at here?
It's unbelievable.
How's the weight room? Like, is this?
You didn't see the picture.
No, I saw. All I saw was Stephen Ross going down the slide.
Oh no, no, no! Stephen Ross did, but they showed pictures of the facility. I didn't know if you opened up all. They had a bunch of things you had to open up, and wow, it was. It might be. You know, listen, we got some colleges that have just absolutely gone overboard. I mean, just decked it out, and, of course, all the other stuff, the babysitting toys for the kids, too, you know, for these guys. But this thing is absolutely state-of-the-art, the best you're going to see for a while till some other owner decides to match it. So Baptist Health and Stephen Ross put together something absolutely spectacular for anybody who might be going to those practices out there. And I don't know when they're going to have tours because of this protocol, but it was a wow moment when they opened up everything yesterday. Right out of your rooms, meeting rooms, right onto the field. Everything was done with purpose. They looked, I know, at some of the top, because during preseason they went to visit some of the facilities that had just been built around the NFL, looked at them, and came up with this thing, and it's a monster.
I would expect nothing less from Stephen Ross.
Just unbelievable. No excuses, right, man. Like, if you don't want to work out there because you just want, you know, you want to work out of one of these other facilities in the off season, I get it. But there will be nothing as nice as this. Fields, he owns his own grass company, his Weave Turf Company. So we've talked about that. He's got the finest grass, and obviously the Dolphin Stadium and practice facility get the first batch.
Of course.
So, I mean, it's just –
that's awesome.
It'll be interesting to see going forward down the road how many guys go, you know, I think I'm just gonna maybe work out here this year, as long as, you know, the coaches leave me alone, I can just go in. But it's it can't be outdone. And I know a lot of times it's just about getting away and doing things different places. But it was just spectacular to see it. So, it's a big goodbye to the Davy Bubble. We got a lot of fun stuff today. As we say goodbye and warning everybody out there in Nova area that bubble is coming down any
day.
Can't
believe that. The Nick Saban Memorial Bubble is going to be gone.
The Nick Saban bubble that he had to have for his 2 years there is coming down. We got some great moments through the 27 or 28 years that it's been around. Dave Heidel will join us later in the show. He's got a big article on it today in the Sun Sentinel. And we will talk to you about all of it. We had a little bit of everything. We had great moments during Hard Knocks. We had Bully Gate. We had a first in his only year coach come out for a draft pick. I mean, we have just had some absolutely, excuse me, classic stuff to get to here that we'll have for you coming up in the show this morning. We'll have some great memories of the old bubbles that goes down. And after looking at what they built yesterday and what they have, I mean, it's – you get it. You go, okay, I understand. Indoor facility is spectacular, built into offices and everything else.
I just can't believe it's done in Davie. Like, it's over in Davie after all these years.
And listen, Stephen Ross said, hey, I got this big piece of property besides about every event. I can't imagine right now – with the track going to be coming up here and for the race and everything they're doing, tennis, soccer, all these events, boxing we've seen.
All right.
Canes, Dolphins, Saturday and Sunday. It is it's hard to imagine any other sports facility in the country having this many events. And I know they all have concerts and stuff, but this thing is loaded down and now – an absolutely beautiful facility. If you wonder where it is, it's on the university side of the property, and you can't miss it. Cannot miss it right next to that big old stadium. He put it all there. And by the way, they put a lot of money into it. I don't know what the final cost was. I don't know if it hit $200 million or not, but because there's a hospital on it, too. Oh, by the way.
You don't have to travel
with any injuries. You just go upstairs, and they've got MRI machines and It's incredible. I mean, it is. It is amazing.
No scenes with an ambulance like during those games when they used to show the ambulance.
Exactly. If they bring an ambulance, somebody's dying. Right. I mean, it's to that level. So it was pretty cool to see all the pictures yesterday that they put out, including the one you talked about with Stephen Ross going down the slide. He should be the first one.
It was awesome.
He
what
picked
a great
up
video.
The big tab, right, man, right. and so. Yeah, just unbelievable. So anyway, they're shutting her down, moving out as we speak, man. A lot of stuff to move out. Told the coaches get out of their offices, get into the new pad, and get everything set up.
I'm sure they're happy about that, too. And by the way, don't forget one of the greatest memories from the bubble.
What? Which one?
Omar in Hollywood.
Oh, man. I mean, I know we have to bring that up.
Someone texted that in. That's why.
You had to get whoever that texter was.
You really had to get that in there.
One of the biggest moments in the history of that facility.
I knew I'd wake Hollywood up that way.
Omar just, he got to live with that the rest
forever,
of his life.
Forever. Until they race again, if they do.
I've had people go, there's no way. Just looking at Omar and listening to Hollywood, because most people haven't seen him, they're going, there's no way that Omar.
I don't think seeing me would help either.
No, and I know you have that video close to you. You should repost that video today, by the way.
I would have Omar three steps out in front of you in that 40, man. Full three, four, five-tenths of a second in that 40, man, at least.
If we're doing memories today, you got to repost that video. We got to see that video on social media.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
We really
Hollywood deserves it today because it's bubble day. It's Davy day. It's the facility. They're done. Like, it's over. How long? When did they start there? What,
93?
Yeah.
Wow. 93, man. So goodbye to the Davy bubble today, 1993 to 2021. Nova, it's all yours, baby. Whatever you want to do with it. You got for college purposes, whatever you're going to do with it. I guess they're going to knock it all down. But you got a nice little facility there.
Right.
For
whatever you want to put there.
But I doubt they're going to put that much into sports if they're not going to have a football program, which apparently I was told they're not going to have a football program. I heard they were considering that, and there's always certain people. Board of Trustees are like, let's jump in the football business with some other people.
Not cheap, right?
Not cheap.
No.
Not cheap at all. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We're going to talk to Ray Boom Boom Mancini coming up here, former lightweight champ back in the 80s for any of you old school guys, a little bit older, remember those fights? And some great ones. And by the way, during a great time of boxing, a great time, 70s and 80s were just fantastic. Some of the great fighters, and by the way, I'm not just talking heavyweights. I'm talking all the weight classes were spectacular back then, and couldn't wait to see those fights. Obviously, a lot different time. So Ray Boom Boom Mancini will take us back in time and talk a little bit about today with the UFC and all this fluff celebrity fighting that's going on. That's all coming up next. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woody, you're slowing the show down a little bit there, man. Happy Friday, everybody. Stay dry out there. Raining.
That's good Friday vibe, bro. That's not slowing it down. All right. A little Red Hot Chili Peppers on a Friday? Okay. Come on, bro.
Joe needs, like, the heavy stuff to get him going.
I need the thing. I've had 30 ounces of coffee stuff, man.
Right. You haven't learned your lesson about commenting on the music, have you?
No. I forgot how smart
you are. If
you
do slow music the rest of the show.
I'm not smart. I'm an idiot, but I am sensitive.
Yes, you are very sensitive. Hey, anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Before we do, just away from sports, I got to bring this up. Zach and I were laughing about it early this morning. And I get this OnlyFans thing, and a lot of women and some celebrities are making stupid amounts of money. I get it. Wouldn't want my girl doing it, whether she was a right. girlfriend, right. sister, or wife.
Right.
Would prefer she not do it, or middle-aged women who are doing it, and their kids probably going, Mom, I know the money's great, and I appreciate we're living in a bigger house and stuff, but everybody that I go to school with seeing videos of you in the shower naked
right.
and in your underwear, it's just kind of weird for me with my teacher and my friends think you're hot, Mom, but it's just, you know, it's just awkward. So I get the money thing. People are like, we're making great money, and the money's ridiculous that some of these women are making on this thing called OnlyFans. And, you know, obviously, unless you're a celebrity, super celebrity, where you can get away with just your profession, there's, you can show everything. You can do the whole thing. I get all that. The part I don't get
mm-hmm.
are all the people that pay that fee every month to watch that. I understand adult entertainment videos, watched them myself through the years. Not going to act sitting here like I haven't. I understand all that.
Times have changed also where you can basically get all that for free now.
I don't get somebody that's paying 20 or 30 bucks a month
right.
to watch like somebody post something new that some woman either in her bed or it's just kind of weird to
behind the scenes of stuff. That's they're selling, right? They're selling all access, you know, depending on who it is.
I mean, not that a lot of those people listen to the show, but right. we there's people in this town that like are paying that money. Like, boy, you must have a lot of money that you're going around following all these people because they are making some big, big dollars.
I couldn't believe the money when we looked at it this morning of what they make. And when I saw the numbers come out, I honestly thought that, I mean, that's a lot for a year to make in a year. I mean, a super tremendous amount to make in a year. Then I realized it's per month.
Yeah. So what Whoa. Happens is it is just the way the whole thing works is, basically, they say, hey, before you get on OnlyFans, build up your followers with TikTok and Instagram and everything right. else and tell them what you're doing. They're already big fans, and they'll start paying, and, you know, you build it up just off the millions and millions of followers you have. So it's just I always said, I mean, it's a different time, and I get it. People are doing a lot of crazy stuff, especially for money, and I know a lot of these women who don't care and are – making a lot of money.
Right.
Just amazing stuff.
You know, it's funny. You spend more money on stupid crap than most people I know, and you dog people for doing stuff like this. That's what I don't get.
Right?
I don't get. Like, you probably have a credit card that is just filled with nonsense charges that you probably don't even know what you're paying for.
Oh, no.
And you're going to dog someone for spending 30 bucks a month to look at some pictures.
No, I know what I'm paying for. I don't think that's fair. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, no, you don't have a bunch of charges every month. Like, if I showed you your credit card statement, which I'm sure you've never even seen before, you don't think there's a bunch of ridiculous charges on there, stuff that you're subscribed to?
No. I can tell you, massages.
Right.
Stretching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many workout things do you pay for every month?
I pay for Stretch Zone.
Right.
And
Massage Envy.
And I pay Massage Envy.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
How many personal trainers does your family have? Look, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus here, but I know my that wife you spend a lot of money
on a lot
that's of
fine.
Crap.
No, that's fine. Since you're going to start, it always gets back to money. My wife does have a
you
trainer
started
a couple
it with
days
money.
A week. I just think it's really weird. Woody,
okay, well, I'm glad you think it's weird. I think it's weird that you pay a personal trainer to come to your home.
You don't think it's a little weird to pay 20 or 30 bucks a month to follow
my wife
these
has
people?
To go to this woman's she and her sister go to this woman's house, just so you know, before you decide they all come to her house.
I think more people pay for trainers than they do OnlyFans.
Well, I don't know about that. You saw the numbers this morning, Zach.
Right, you're right.
I would think more OnlyFans people, but I'm kind of tired of you calling these people losers.
They are losers.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, I'm tired of it. And I'm here. Somebody. I'm here to stand up for them because you know not.
You do it too.
I don't pay, but
I know we all.
No, I don't
stuff,
pay, but here's the thing, man. I just think a lot of people spend a lot of money on a lot of crap. Like, who the hell are you to?
So
to
like,
dog
hey, I can't wait.
It.
I think she's gonna post something in the shower today. Let me get home and watch. Who knows? She may touch herself, or her husband may come in, or there might be some stray dude. Like, wow, okay. Whew. All right, man. That's fine.
Hey, a stray dude.
Yeah, some Some guy she knows, straight.
No, I understand the term.
All right, just, listen.
You suck, man.
I know I suck.
Why don't you leave the OnlyFans fans alone, okay?
Yeah, OnlyFans.
Leave them alone.
It's incredible.
Only losers.
It's incredible the amount of money these people are making.
Amazing. It is. Good.
It
God,
really
man.
Is per month.
I saw that thing.
We're in the wrong business.
It's great for everybody involved.
Yeah,
The
I guess.
People at the accounts are getting paid. The people who want to see
no,
it are
we
paying.
Have,
I mean,
we have stories coming out.
Coming out a winner here.
Kids getting kicked out of schools because mom won't stop and
right.
Husband's going, it's fine. Your mom's making a lot of money.
Right.
It's good. Let people enjoy watching her.
I guess you can't hate on someone who's making $20 million a month from this, right?
Wow.
I mean, that's,
that's
the
number one
earner on OnlyFans is Blac Chyna, who was what married to or was with the Kardashian kid.
The one Kardashian man.
Right. Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
And she's making, per a couple different websites, $20 million a month. She got 16.2 million followers on OnlyFans.
She won't need any of that Kardashian money.
No.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's fine.
Is he okay?
Well, he had a little bit of a weight situation.
He's got... We don't
I know we're not allowed to talk about that.
I know
that,
we're not.
Right,
I mean,
right,
you haven't heard the ads that come on
exactly.
Here in the morning. Weight bias.
Right. That's what it is now. Be careful.
That's what they call it. Fat shaming to weight bias.
Right.
I guess you made up the first time.
I guess you can't say anything like, hey, man, maybe you ought to grab a salad. Now, you can't do that anymore.
No, not anymore. No.
Or like, damn, dude, you're getting bigger. You ain't going to be able to get through that door,
nope,
Holmes.
Nope.
Can't do that.
Those are both off the list.
No, you can't. There's a whole bunch of...
Right.
I had some classics in my day telling somebody, do you really need that ice cream? As he overloaded on ice cream at halftime of a NBA playoff game.
You get emotional about the article yesterday?
No, I didn't get
About the guy you were talking about?
That wasn't him. Oh, yeah, it was him. The other one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, right. The other one.
A couple.
No, there are a couple of
them. Oh, you got a few people in that article
There was... Yeah, you got to be careful, man. That locker room stuff doesn't fly, outside.
No,
when you
over.
See a teammate come in like, damn, dog, I know you've been gone. Well, what were you doing?
Right.
Would you live in a restaurant?
You really can't get away with that in the locker room anymore, as we've seen also with a couple things that went on in that in Davey facility.
Yeah. No, it's
speaking of the Davey facility.
It is a different time.
Right.
Hey, so it is today's kind of a special day. It's goodbye to the Davey bubble. As the Miami Dolphins get ready to move into, I'm sure a lot of people had a chance to see some of the stuff that came out yesterday, the world-class facility that they built at Hard Rock Stadium. It's it is unbelievable. It is just...
Doesn't surprise me that Stephen Ross put a
No.
Like
listen,
this
Baptist Health put up a bunch of money with Stephen Ross to get it, and it's beautiful. We'll talk more about it. But, you know, on the other side of it is from 93 till... Just recently, they've been, including, we got to, well, I was out there for the last mini camp. That was it, man. They said, hey, called them up, took them all over to see it yesterday, where they're going to be to get them all fired up.
It's your new home.
New locker rooms, new fields, new everything over there.
Did you go
there.
Down the slide?
No, but I'm going down the slide next week.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm doing
something. I saw that's
doing something out there.
One of the main videos we saw yesterday.
I may have to, we all have to do the slide now. At least
I'm in.
Hell, if Stephen Ross did, I mean, come on.
There's no excuse now.
No
excuse
not to jump in it.
So if we see you come in limping next week, we know it's because you hurt yourself on the slide.
Wrong, yeah.
It went
You think it's a good idea for you to rumble down that thing?
I said Stephen Ross did it.
Stephen Ross did it, and did it clean. I think that Joe's okay.
It's a green light. He went all the way down, and bam, hit down.
Steve's 81, right? Yeah, he went down that slide.
Is he 80, 81?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mr. Ross went down that slide. We can go down that slide.
Well, we got some great moments getting back to the Davey bubble and all the great stuff that's happened. We've got a bunch of it coming up here this morning that we'll play for you, and this will bring back some old memories with some of this stuff for you. We'll also hear from Coach Flores on this last mini camp and some of the key characters that we've been talking about, his last press conference before telling the guys you got 4 or 5 weeks off and stay in shape, stay out of trouble. It's that same talk. Same talk they've been doing forever, man. What is it? Starts with stay out of trouble. I think you have to mention South Beach also by name.
Right.
And then stay in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get too far away from where you've been working out. So, but don't work too hard where you're burned out by the time you get there.
Just be ready
don't
for camp.
Don't go through the NBA thing. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right,
so you've got all that stuff. But, yeah, there has been some real funny moments, actually.
You can say classic moments from that facility over the years, for sure.
So we're going to have all that for you. We'll just wait till the 7 o'clock hour. We'll get into
good
that.
Good tease right there.
Pretty good stuff from drafts to obviously big investigations going on. I mean, we've had it all, man. We have had all. Hey, I want to ask you a crazy question. Flipping over to the NBA. I see Zion Williamson's parents want him out. They don't want him to play in New Orleans. I'm sure some other people are thinking this. He's only 20 years old, by the way. Still can't drink legally.
Right. It's weird when you say that.
Averaged 27 points a game. I did not realize he averaged 27 points a game. 6'7", we know the weight, and he's got to keep it down. He doesn't keep it down, and he's a beast. I mean, he is a really good player. Be good for business down here.
Perfect player for the Pat Riley Get Your Butt in Shape program to keep him going.
That would be the only thing, because Pelicans tried to do it, and it obviously didn't work.
I don't think there's anyone on the Pelicans like Pat Riley. And I know, and I'm not saying, I know it's two different generations. Zion's not from the Pat Riley generation.
So they have him at 284, speaking of this weight thing. And by the way, this is not shots. This is about your knees and
staying
healthy.
Right, that's it. That's the whole thing.
It's all about conditioning and being able to make it through a full season. I believe he missed 10 or 11 games last year.
He's great for business anywhere he goes, by the way.
But he is one of the freaks of athletic talent that we've ever seen at 6'7". I think they've got him listed at 283 or 284 to give you an idea.
He played point forward this year on that team, basically.
Still can jump.
Yep.
Still just phenomenal player.
Where's his hypothetical going? Because if you're asking if I want him, what do we have to do to get him?
No, he'd be great for business.
I mean, great for business.
The Zion Williamson coming down here, and one of the reasons, the marketing thing, I think when you're not very good and your team goes 31-41.
Right, got to make the playoffs.
And you're playing in a football town, 100% right. Drew Brees, NFL football town, the Saints, who have been really good for a while. Who dat? And they're even talking about Mrs. Benson, who owns, by the way, the NBA team and the NFL team, talked about moving and starting to look at potentially seeing if they might have to move their team to more of a, bigger
basketball
city,
town, right.
More of a basketball. Right. Of course, Seattle's up there for everybody right now and looks like the next choice. But I tell you, man, I saw that, and I try not to do that. He's only 20 years old. He's got a couple years left, obviously, on his contract.
You're rifling off names in your head, what it would take?
I did do that a little bit, but I was just thinking Zion Williamson in Miami would be really good for business.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And by the way, probably really good for the basketball team, too.
Yep. I agree.
And the only thing I thought of, since you brought up the weight thing, and you can't mention that, we call it weight bias now here on the station.
Right.
If you haven't heard our spots, it's called weight bias. And we actually, it's legit about, make sure how you say things about somebody that might be a little bit heavy or a lot heavy. Right. It hurts people's feelings.
100%.
Which I think we know today. Yeah. And we know it's a cancel culture, or whatever the hell it is, we understand you say
the wrong thing. Right.
People's, I want him fired. And you get fired in a lot of cases. So that ends up happening. Anyway, it would be interesting to see Pat Riley, who's going to say, hey, Zion, this has nothing to do with those QAM weight spots.
Right.
But you got to lose a few pounds.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to let him play at that weight.
No.
And he's doing it for himself. I mean, he's doing it because your niece.
First
your
off,
body.
If Riley said something to Shaq, of all people, and whether they agreed or disagreed on that, I'm not worried about if somehow this hypothetical came through and that conversation happened where Zion wouldn't listen to that.
Look, we deal with everybody looks disgruntled, wants out, and you start looking. And
still waiting for Kawhi.
Can
you officially report that the Heat are interested in Zion?
No.
There's been a lot of really poor Heat reporting lately,
so I don't know if you want to
just jump in there and throw that
in
there.
The mix.
You might be right. Like, worst case scenario, you're wrong, and you're like the other guy who gets everything else wrong.
I will give you one that's getting real close if it hasn't already happened. Xavier Howard wants to be traded. You want that? You want to go with something like that?
That's juicy. I like that.
That is juicy.
Are you reporting that? Is that official?
But soon as the team tells them, we're not going to redo your contract, that's what's coming
then
next.
Then Joe's sources are going to come flying, right?
Then those unnamed sources. Right. So we'll
can I tweet out as an official report? Zion, Heat, mutual interest?
No.
Can I say that on Twitter?
No. No, you can't say that. No, you can't, Woody. Oh, I know you'd love to say that.
But
that'd
Joe,
be
come
juicy,
on.
Be hot.
And the great
you'd
news.
You'd be no better than anyone else who's covering that team.
Oh, that's
wow. A little bit of a shot there.
Anyway, when we come back, goodbye to the Davey bubble with some great moments over the last 27 years we're going to have for you. Plus, Dave Hyde is going to join us, who just happened to write an article about it this morning. He'll join us at 7:20 this morning. We'll talk about some of his great moments. And by the way, Dave asked the most remembered question in the history of the Davey bubble. We'll have all that for you coming up in just a few minutes. But first, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Well, listen, we can agree on one thing. If you haven't seen it, you will when you see it. It's going to your South Florida Chevy dealers, looking at the new products like the new 2021 SUV family, the new Tahoes, and their big brother, the Suburbans. Boy, they got a brand new look. It's been a big hit. And now they're telling us to, oh, by the way, we got more space. Yep, we got summer vacations coming up. A lot of people looking for that big SUV, either to save money because you don't want to travel, still want to stay safe, going to the mountains, going to the West Coast, going down to the Keys, jumping up to Orlando. You want everybody in that family of yours to be comfortable. And boy, South Florida Chevy dealers, we got a bunch of very comfortable SUVs to get to, not just the Tahoe and the Suburban, but also want to tell you about our midsize SUV, the new Traverse. Boy, it makes every drive so much fun because it's so spacious. You feel safe. When you get in and see the space, you're going to go, this can't be a midsize SUV, and it's got a fantastic look. Yes, the Traverse has been doing very, very well. Including some of our smaller SUVs, like the new Equinox, the new Chevy Blazer. Boy, they're beautiful. They really are nice. We're proud of our SUV family. We know you're going to love it, too, when you take a test drive this weekend and get a fantastic deal. And I always have to talk about our Silverado truck. Strong, durable, and we have the perfect truck for your lifestyle and unbelievable deals. We got so many trucks in, we want to move them. So we're ready. Listen, it sounds like I'm working for one of those guys. We are ready to make sure you get a great deal this weekend. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.